Dalet Nissen, Tuesday the 9th of April, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, Seder, keep the children awake, so when do they go to bed?
Good morning. So now you've heard another question. It's not just four. I have now a fifth, a five. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, at the beginning of Simon Tov, Ayin Beis, that your table should be set already before the evening comes in, so that you could eat straight away when it gets dark. And those words, eat straight away when it gets dark, might be exciting for some, but other thing for others, we don't eat straight away, we've got a long wait. So the reason to wait till night is because the Pesach is only eaten at night, and the Matzahs and the Moroir have a Hekesh to Pesach, therefore everything is at the night, because the Kiddush is what allows you to eat the Matzah, therefore it's also connected to the night, everything's at night, so you wait till night time. But do you eat straight away? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, what does it mean to prepare beforehand? It means to prepare everything, that there shouldn't be any delay. So, you know, when you come home and there's still the cushion to choose, who's getting that cushion and from which room you're going to get it, that's delaying. The cushions have to be by the table, the kittel has to be downstairs, ready, all the things you need, the haggadahs maybe should be chosen, everything should be set to go. Matzahs. What is the reason that we have to get going straight away? Yes, the mitzvahs are at night, but can't we wait a little bit? So Chazal tell us, Kadei shlo yishnu hatinoikos. So the children shouldn't sleep. Now there's actually two types of things we do that the children shouldn't sleep, or that the children should have interest in what we're doing today, tonight. First of all, we do things that keep them awake, keep them alert. Right? So we get on with things, so maybe that they know that we're going to have food soon. We'll see in a minute. That's one type of keeping the children busy. So they should stay awake. Another thing is, we want them to ask questions. So we sort of bring about interesting ideas and things that should bring them to ask a question. These are the two avoiders of the night with the children. One, keep them awake. Two, get them asking. So we're not going to, at the moment, we're not going to differentiate between the two. We're going to put them together for the moment. There are differences. If you look through the halacha, you'll find sometimes it's so they should ask, and sometimes so they shouldn't fall asleep. But I'd like to put them together for the moment, and each one, as you go through your seder, you can notice what is to keep them awake and what is to actually get them to ask. So we're trying to keep them awake. So obviously, the first eitzah is to put them to bed Erev Pesach. The Maril says, in the Menhagim of the Seder Agoda, that one should put the children to sleep Erev Pesach. It's actually a Gemara. The Gemara in Psochim Kuf Tesa Mud Aleph says two things. One we're going to come to in a minute, and the other one we're going to do now. The first thing is, Rabbi Eliezer says, we grab matzahs on the night of Pesach so that the children shouldn't sleep. It doesn't say so that the children should ask. It says so that the children shouldn't sleep. So we're grabbing matzahs. What does it mean, grabbing matzahs? Various pshotim. In your mind, it's probably going the afikomen. Right? Grabbing the matzahs one from the other. We're going to see other pshotim in a minute. But what I want to concentrate on now is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, I never said it's time to stop learning. My whole life, every day of the year, I never say it's time to stop learning. I don't know what he did with Mikra Megillah, the Batlin Talmud Torah, he never said to stop learning. There's only one time, and that was Erev Pesach. Why? So the children shouldn't sleep. Isn't that a strange statement? Erev Pesach, he said, let's stop learning so the children shouldn't sleep. What's one got to do with the other? What's Erev Pesach's learning got to do with the children not sleeping, not falling asleep at the Seder? So Tosis explains, Rashi explains, so he went away from shul to put the children to sleep Erev Pesach so that they won't sleep on Pesach. Ask Tosis, you need the husband to come home to put the children to sleep? Is that the job of the husband? Maybe nowadays.
Why not?
But, oh, Toysus understood back then, in the Rishonim's days, that that's not what he needs. Well, I'll tell you why not. Maybe if he's at home anyway, okay, but he's not at home, he's in the base of Edrash, and every day he didn't come home, why do they need him today more than every other day? They managed every other day, they fell asleep without him. The Gemara actually says that Kriyishma by night, the man's not mechuyav al tzchinuch to teach his child, because he's not there. He's not there that time. He's working or learning, whatever it is. He's not there that time. That's born halacha. That it's not, I mean, it's not, I wouldn't suggest it nowadays, yet. Yeah? But I'm saying that it is such a, they definitely had different misogyny to what we used to nowadays. They weren't always at home. Either way, that's Tosis Kasha. I have a suggestion. The Gemara says in Megillah, Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, that on Yom Tov, one comes late to shul. On Yom Tov, one comes late to shul.
Some people are meichum every day.
So Rashi says, because you're busy preparing the meal. And the Yaivats ask the same question. What, the man is busy preparing the meal? Yeah, you do find Erev Shabbos, Tanoim, Amoroim, they did something for Shabbos, but I guess that was it. They're preparing the meal, they're stuck at home and they can't come to shul. That's not their job. Mitakonis Ezra, the Noshim are the ones that are doing the cooking.
They did another preparing for Shabbos.
True. But it seems that was all within the amount that they still go to shul on time. The main suda was for the isha to prepare. The main suda. They would do Rava Malach Shibuta. They would do something to Chol Shabbos. True. Even though they were Anoshim Gedolim, it wasn't a bizoyim for them.
Even the Shabbos Basil, they would seem to go to the market pretty much every day.
Yeah, every day. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But still, they would all leave time for shul. Because the main chiyuv is on the isha. So why are they coming late? So says the Yaivet, it's a very interesting thing. You got to share the burden. Right? If the Isha's cooking, what are you going to do with the children? Who's going to look after the house, meanwhile? And Mamela says the Yaivet, the house falls upon the husband while the Isha is doing her chiyuv of preparing for Yom Tov. And therefore, they come late to shul because however long it takes the Isha to prepare the cooking, which, as the times of Shabbos and Yom Tov move up, you'll see somehow it takes longer. So, therefore, the same is true, that the husband will be with the children. I'm not saying that's the case always, but that's why it says that some come late. Because they're busy looking after the house while the wife was cooking. And therefore, Rebbe Kiva said that I'm coming home, Erev Yom Tov, to put them to bed. We are told to ask Kash, why do you need the husband? Why can't they go to bed themselves? Or the Isha should put them to bed. The Isha's preparing for Yom Tov. And therefore, the husband has to come to put them to bed. That's what the Yaivetz seems to indicate. The only problem is, then why does it say only Erev Pesach I came home? What about every Erev Yom Tov? Why only Erev Pesach? So therefore, I want to suggest a new suggestion. And that is, that really, could be he never came home Erev Yom Tov. Only Erev Pesach, because mitzvah bo Yosef Mishluch, he has a mitzvah of Vigadto Levincha. He has his own mitzvah. He wants to ensure that he'll be Mekayim that mitzvah and they don't doze off in the middle of the Seder. Therefore he held it his achrayus to put them to bed. It's a heksha mitzvah of what he's going to do tonight, and he put them to bed. Rukiva. Yeah. So this was obviously in the years that he was there. Don't remember, he lived a long life. You know, he lived till 140. Yeah, 120, apologies, 120, like Moshe Rabbeinu, 120. So, after those years that he was out of the house, he was at home as well.
You mean if they come from school and put them to the bed, that doesn't make sense.
Why?
Come all this time to be, no, for Hakoda, not to put the bed, can't send you.
Say again?
It's time for Hakoda not to put them to the bed.
No, he came from learning, Erev Pesach, not from Mariv. He stopped his learning Erev Pesach with enough time to put the children to bed. Yeah. Okay. Now the Sharetzion has various pshotim in Chotfin Matzah. What does it mean, Chotfin Matzah? We grab Matzah on Pesach. And he's coming to answer the kasha we mentioned in the beginning. The Shulchan Aruch says, you have to rush to start your Seder and to eat miyad when it gets dark. And we ask, you don't eat when it gets dark. You start your Seder when it gets dark. You don't eat. Okay, you have your first course of Kiddush, if you want to call that eating. But what does it mean, you eat straight away? So he explains three pshatim. Pshat number one, he says, Chotzim Matzah doesn't mean to eat straight away. It means the children want to know, are we going to eat soon? Well, if you start the Haggadah, they know you're on the way. If you're still arranging seats, and schmoozing, and sitting on the couch, and reading the whatever, then they don't know that things are on the way. But if you've started, then they know food will come soon. So there's no rush. Haggadah, it doesn't mean eat now, but it means they know that they're going to eat soon. That's the first pshat. That's the Yemai. Start. Start, they know it's coming. Second pshat is from the Rashbats. The Rashbat says, give them to eat. You don't eat, but the children should start eating already. Give them a potato, give them something. Oh, so that, Enochanami, you'll have to clear each child's what his chinuch is. You know, if it's good for him to wait and to start learning how to do the Seder as an adult, then don't give him to eat. But the child that's going to fall asleep, give him to eat, so that he should be able to wait. But don't give him to eat too much. Because what happens when you eat too much? You fall asleep. It says in Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma says that there are those that are full and they can't fall asleep. There are those that are hungry and they fall asleep. And the Medrash asks, it's a pasuk. The Medrash asks, what? Normally those that are full fall asleep and those that are hungry don't. So he says it means achamisa, those that are full with Torah can't fall asleep because their Talmidim are always saying over their Torah and says, if soysov dovos bakeva, we learn, a person learns, brought back to life somewhat. In the keva. And those that are hungry, those that don't fulfill their purpose in life, they'll sleep in the keva.
Where's the Midrash?
I don't know. So anyway, that's what the Midrash says. But in the day-to-day life, it's the opposite. Those that are full, fall asleep, so don't give them too much, says the Shaar HaTzion. The third pshat is a very interesting pshat. This I find the most interesting. He says, hurry up with your Haggadah. I'm not telling you to practice this. Whatever I should do, come in Hogoy. Hurry up your Haggadah if you've got children that will fall asleep. Again, you have to know the situation. Don't say, oh, the Shaar HaTzion said, hurry up the Haggadah. Hurry up your Haggadah. Why? Because the main question that the child should ask is not the Manishtano. There he's reading from a paper. The main question should be his real questions. You want him to see Moiti Matzo and ask really the question. You want him to see you eating the morah and ask really the question. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Ma Nishtano, the Loshon Ma, he brings various psukim to prove this, that it means a Loshon of spilos. It's not why, it's Ma Nishtano, Halayla Zeh, Ma. Like, why? What's going on? Right? That's only really going to happen when it happens, at the time that it happens. And therefore, hurry Yemayer to be lechol, to actually eat. But how? I've had you have to say all the Haggadah. But don't dwell too long. Get to the mitzvah so that they see it and ask it. And then you'll be mekayem the mitzvah of Vigadta Levincha in its fullest form. So again, everyone has to balance it their way. There were those that finished their Seder very quickly. And there were those that took a long time. The Netziv, for instance, used to have a Seder in his yeshiva. The Bochum never went home. Nowadays, they come home, I don't know when already. But back in the day, Baruch Hashem is a wonderful world of Olam HaTorah. But it used to be that 4 or 5 years, they wouldn't come home. And especially if you were in Volozhin, you'd stay for the Seder. Why? Because the Netziv used to hold like a tish. 300 Bokhrim, they'd bid the waiters for Dafim. And the Neshei HaRosh Yeshivas used to do the cooking. And it would go on, the first night Seder would go on until 3 in the morning. And I heard Bar Wine, he says, the goyim used to come to listen outside. They would ask, when's Elijah coming? Yeah? The Zmiris, he says, was unbelievable. He says, the second night, since it was Yom Tov Sheni and he couldn't prepare, it went till Shachris. So you see, there's different approaches. But either way, if there's this problem that the child's going to fall asleep and he's not going to ask the questions, then you have to take that into account.
Would also apply to elderly?
I guess, yeah. There's no mitzvah if a person can't manage to, the, you know, it says in Chazal, it does say, that you should fall asleep mitoich sipiyutis mitzrayim. So, it doesn't mean that yafikoyma shouldn't be before chatzos. L'chatchila, yafikoyma should be before chatzos. Now, so far we've found that there should be awake, I guess, for manishtano. And we've found a little further than that, because it says in Shulchan Aruch to give them nuts. Yeah, alavai, you get away with nuts nowadays. But that's what they used to give them. And the food they give them nowadays, I don't know if you can make a bracha on. Is it shahakol? It might be, they say in chewing gum they have the same rubber that they have in tires. I don't know what's in the sweets, it's really true. But anyway, so you give them kloyes ve'egoisim. Why? So they should see shinuyim and they should ask. But the Mishnah Berurah brings there, okay, so they'll ask the Manishtan and then you'll put them to bed? He says no. Besides what we mentioned already earlier, that they should see the mitzvah, they should stay up for Moitzi Matzah and see it and ask it really, but he says at least give them the answer of Avodah Me'inu. He says the Hamoin, they get them to say Manishtan, how cute, and then they put them to bed. He says, the main tachlis is, v'gad to levincho. And therefore you've got to keep them awake at least till they've heard the answer. And as we've seen in the Shaar HaTzid, even longer. So they should really ask the question when you get to Moitzi Matzah. Now, here's a very interesting one. This one really knocked me off my chair when I saw it. It's in Tov Ayin Tes Sif Aleph. It says, the Godel says hoidu and honor, and everyone else answers, right? You do a halal. And the Godel can give permission to the cotton to lead the halal. And the Mishmur says, why would you want the cotton to lead the halal? Kedei shlo yishnu hatinoikos. Now that's very late. That's past all the mitzvahs already. And you're still giving them kedei shlo yishnu. Is that v'gad to levincha? You're already past. It is. V'gad to levincha is all the praise, all the thanks. It's all part of it.
They're not talking about 6-year-old.
I guess. Unless he's awake anyway, maybe it's still good to encourage him to plod on.
Talking about a father.
Sorry?
Talking about a father should
be. Yeah, maybe. We'll get there at the end. You know there is a Haggadah called the survival kit Haggadah.
Yeah.
I don't know who that's made for, because you see in Chazal they're only worried for the children, but as you say, sometimes If one doesn't prepare, I guess, then maybe the survival kit's needed. Either way...
We have a survival kit in on Rosh Hashanah in Portsmouth, where I go, which everybody there who's unlearned at all...
Oh, right.
...go through very meticulously.
Okay, but the answer to that is that, in a way, they're a child. A child doesn't have the interest that the adult has because he doesn't have the intellect. I'm not saying they don't have the intellect, but they're unlearned in this matter, so they're a child in this matter. In Siman Tov Ayin Beis, it's brought that we do a seva. The Rav Yoh is used, however, for instance, the women. The women, the Beis Yosef says, an Isha Chashuva does a seva. How do you classify an Isha Chashuva? So the Poskim say, an Isha that's scared of a husband, she shouldn't do a seva. It's not respect. She treats her husband with respect, so she doesn't do a seva, like a Talmud in front of the Rebbe. But an Isha Chashuva, shared responsibility and no one feels more important than the other, then she can lean. Why not? He can, I can. But that's the Beis Yosef Chiluk. The Ramah says, Kol Anoshim Shalom Chashuvois. By us, they're all Chashuvois. In Ashkenaz it seems, you got it. So, therefore, they all lean. However,
recline.
However, the practice is that they don't. The reason? We rely on the Rav Yoh, who says, anyway, nowadays, it's not the derech of Cheirus to recline. And therefore, we'll use this Rav Yoh for various situations. If a person didn't lean when he had his cup of wine, is he yoytze, is he not? Sometimes we will fall back and lean on the... on the Rav Yoh. By the way, I'm not making that up when I say lean on the Rav Yoh. The Poskim always have a bit of wit when they quote another Posek, and they say, Yesh lismoich al Rav Yoh. And you'll find it all over the place, Tosin and Rishonim, they're with a bit of humour, They put it down.
When did they have your...
I don't know. It's one of the Rishonim.
So it can change.
Sorry?
So this can change as well.
Ah, it can change. Rav Yo's reasoning is that nowadays we don't lean. We don't have Roman beds. So therefore we don't do this. If culture was to change, then yes, it would change.
It doesn't mean they can't.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they can't lean, and we do lean.
So why don't the men?
Why don't the men do like the women and not lean? Says Aruch HaShulchan, because in order to make change, Kadesh Yishalu, and the proof in this is that in the Manishtano back in the day, in the Gemara's times, there was no question why do we lean. Of course we lean, that was the way of life. But nowadays, we have a question, why do we lean? It's strange, we don't do that. And the answer is Kadesh Yishalu. It is a derech eruv somewhat, but that actually we do it to make a change.
So they must have had another kasha instead.
They had a different kasha, yeah.
11:40, 12:25.
What's it? What chatzos?
Rav Yo.
What about? Oh, I see. Very good. Okay, Rav Yo, 11:40. Very good. When did he live? Now, on the Kaira. We bring salt water. What do we bring salt water for? To dip the karpas. This is to make the children ask, why are you dipping? At least prior to the Suda. But there's another thing we do. We wash before we dip, which is not the minig. The minig, although there is halacha, does demand that we wash before we have tibule b'mashk, before we dip a vegetable in water. The practice is not like that. Yet on Pesach it is. And you want to see some humor? The Taz says, Manishtano halayla hazeh. That's the Taz's kasha. Why is this night different from all other nights that we're washing our hands for karpas and all year round we don't wash when we do tibbulah b'mashke, even though the halacha demands that we should? And he said, and if it's because we're frumah, because it's Leil Pesach, well, the time for frumkeiten is Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Why Leil Pesach? And therefore he says, Zamusa, if you wash Pesach night, every time you have a wet apple, you should be washing. But the answer is, says the Chok Yaakov, Pesach night is different, because we want the children to ask questions. We want it to be different. Now that they've asked what's the answer, there is an answer. I can't really say it now. I'll just give you Rosh Hiprokim. The Netziv has a whole mahalach, which is another shir. He's a whole mahalach, how Pesach night, you have to live it up as if you're back in the Beis HaMikdosh, Kodshim and everything. And then they were makbid. So that actually brings them on a different level. You take them to the Beis HaMikdosh. It's all part of the chinuch, of making them really see what happened then. But that's a different... Sorry? True, but not like Bilim. Why we wash? Why we wash?
We wash
to make the children ask. We don't do. No, just the dipping. The dipping is strange. To do before a meal, to do dipping wasn't the practice. In the meal they dip, but before the meal.
It's an
yeah, okay. Yeah. Fine. There's various other shinuyim that wakes the children up. Finally, I think one of the most exciting ones is also keeping them up quite late. Yeah, we got them up for Hallel, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Is the Chotzen Matzah, the Rambam learns, you grab matzahs one from the other. And the Chok Yaakov says, from here comes the understanding of the minug, of the children taking the matzah from the father, yeah, hiding it, and then he keeps it all the way to Lafikoyman. So that's going to keep him up. And it's going to keep him interested all the way through, because he's waiting, and he's waiting for his deal on the afikomen. So this is a long-lasting, it's not like the shinui, the quick shinui of doing something and then moving on. This is something that keeps him going the whole way along. Anyway, al pi drush, you could keep your children up if you knew how to really bring down the hashpas ha-yoyim. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, it says, v'gadto levincho b'yoyim ahu. You have to tell your child, one of the nisim was, that the night of Mitzrayim, like the night of Mashiach, the night turned into day, so much so the post can bring, they did Mila that night in order to have the Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to do Mila in the night, because it's had a din yoim. If you can tap into the Hashpas Hazman and somehow feel the day and the night, then then it would be hard to fall asleep. I can tell you two people I know who couldn't fall asleep on that night. Paroi was running around in pyjamas in the middle of the night. And later on, you have Achashverosh. He couldn't. Nodded Oshnas HaMelech on that night. It was Leil Pesach. Why? He felt, although he was a Rosh Hashanah, for him it was night, but somehow he felt the Yeshua, the day, the brightness of day, the Ge'ulah Dika feeling that Klal Yisrael had, and that wouldn't allow him to sleep. Now, if you thought it was just a Pesach Dika Halacha, it goes further. On Purim, it says, it's good to bring the children to the Megillah, to be Mechanach them. And therefore, we say certain psukim aloud. We say, Ish Yehudi, Mordechai Yotzel, Ayehudim, Ki Mordechai, we say aloud. In one place, the Mishnah Berurah says, for Simcha. But in another place, he says, Kadesh La Yishna Tinoikas. The graggers. Oh boy, the graggers, the noise. It drives everyone crazy. Not everyone. Doesn't drive me crazy. But anyway, it drives many people crazy. And the Mishnah Berurah goes to town about the noise. He says, you can't be yotze, you better say with. But he doesn't say, don't do it. He says, they do it, and they think this is the main thing. And he goes on and on. You have to be careful to have your own Megillah to be yotze. But at the same time, he seems to allow it. And the Ramah says, don't be mevatel any minig on that ka'a of Purim. So what's going on? Sounds like, Kadesh lo yishnu atinoikas. Chanukah. Chanukah, nowadays the main lighting is for at home, not for outside. If you didn't light and you just got home before Alos HaShachar, everyone's sleeping, the Mishnah Berurah says you should wake up your family members, you can light for them, so they should see and there should be Pesuma Nissa. Says Avni Nezer, it's brought in Siyasar Fikoydesh, that the dreidel game was made because you're lighting at home and the family members need to see. Kadesh lo yishnu atinoikas, you play a game with them here before the lighting, keep them up, so that they'll see the lighting, and you'll be mafas in the nace for your family members.
Even we light at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It depends where you are in the world, but yeah.
The Nezel was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't know what time it is. The Rebbe's light quite late, but I don't know. Either way, now we're coming to the Nakuda, a Moridik Nakuda. So in a sefer called Prashas Mordechai. He says, "Bavoin mezuzah bonem meisim, bavoin tzitzis bonem meisim." He says like this: "Aderech trush." He says, "An odom gadol, elderly man. He is mispol from the depth, the understanding of a mitzvah. He's not so mispol from the external trappings of a mitzvah, the gashmis of the mitzvah. He wants to understand the mitzvah." What does the Maharal say, or whatever it is? He wants to understand. But the children, you should know, you can tell them till tomorrow, and it's good to tell them all the ruchnistika things. But that's not what goes into them. He says, they are mispol from the gashmis of the mitzvah. And the stronger the gashmis aspect of the mitzvah, the more they're going to want to do it all their lives. It's the yesod of their emunah. Therefore, he says, we grab matzahs on the night of Pesach, this Ramotcha Altshula. So they shouldn't sleep. And they should see the whole Seder. The children used to grab the lulavim on Sukkos. This brought them Simchas HaRegel. And in the later Doris, they were matakan, banging on Purim, and banging the Aravos. He says, although the Seder's there, but he says, mainly for the children, to have a chelik in the mitzvah, because otherwise it doesn't mean much to them. And the stronger these minhagim of the gashmis in the mitzvah is for them, then the child gets connected, and even when he's older, he won't go away from it. And therefore, even though the adult might say it's shtusim, he should know he should never push away these minhagim. It's the yesod emunah of the child. And that's what it means. Someone that doesn't have a mezuzah or tzitzis, of course they're not very, but it just means someone that doesn't have the externals. He doesn't show that he's proud of the mitzvah in a gashmistika form. He doesn't let it be seen, the mitzvah. So it just is all intellectual. Then it won't work. His children, the excitement of Judaism will die away from them. Only if he has a mezuzah and the tzitzis on the outside will it awaken them. And the same is true in a different way for the adults. That shinui, as we see, keeps a person awake, a change. Hashem made many changes in Yetzias Mitzrayim. He changed the course of nature. And from the Nisim HaNiglim, from this change, is where we wake up and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize that his hand is in everything that we see.